Today is Wednesday, the 26th of March, in the third week of Lent. The Kyiv Chamber Choir sing In Thy Kingdom from 1,000 Years of Ukrainian Sacred Music. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter, will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
Today's passage forms part of Matthew's Sermon on the Mount. Perhaps you might imagine yourself on the mountainside, sitting among the crowd, observing their reactions to Jesus as he teaches, and reflecting on your own response. Picture Jesus' expression and tone of voice as he speaks about the law and the prophets. what you notice? What response stirs within you? Jesus' words remind us that the law is rooted in love, mercy, and justice, offering depth and meaning that transcends the sense of obligation that can sometimes overshadow the commandments. How do you approach the commandments? Do you follow them out of obligation rather than love? How might Jesus be inviting you to live? Jesus emphasizes the importance of even the smallest commandments, calling us not only to obey, but also to teach others through our example. As you listen to the passage again, hear how Jesus gently guides you towards greater integrity, inviting you to live out even the smallest acts of kindness and compassion in your daily life.
Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter, will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
Whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Take this moment to speak with the Lord. Share your desires with him. And ask for the grace to recognize his presence, especially in the small, everyday moments of life. You have given all to me.
To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours.
Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me.
Amen.